Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Right there at the table.
How you doing, bro?
Welcome back. Old School on a beat OU Friday.
Man, way to do it. Let me tell you something, boy. Hey, look, man, you can change the momentum of this whole season with one big hit.
Yep.
On special teams.
Yep. First hit.
Well, you got to be the special teams guys got to be your party starters. So that means you got to be ready to get it going on right from the get-go. So I think it's a more even match than you would think. I think what the line's at 11. Normally with the coaching change, you'd probably think that would be closer to 20, considering the way Nebraska's played. You know, when you give up 45 points or whatever to Georgia Southern, just on the surface, you think Oklahoma is going to score 80. So, you know, I think that lets you know what people think of Nebraska and of Mickey Joseph in the seamless kind of transition, right? And so, look, it's a big opportunity. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it's a good opportunity to go out there and play against good competition. This is what you come to Nebraska for. So, like Mickey said in his first press conference, hey, look, you know, they're hurting. They're probably surprised, and that's natural, right? And then you got to give kudos to Scott Frost because that's, you know, he had players that cared about him and just cared about his well-being, right? Him being a coach, caring about that, right, and believing in what he was doing. Yeah, the season didn't go right, all the other stuff, right? But they cared about him. So that lets you know that's a positive impact. So Mickey did a good job of feeling him, understanding it, but then also redirecting him. And so, like I said, you know, if you're mad about it, there's two ways you can handle it. Tap out and just woe is me and then live with a lifetime of regret that you get to play in, quite frankly, one of the last Oklahoma-Nebraska games ever, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, coming to Nebraska, you hear about it. Nebraska, Oklahoma, what it means. I've seen it. I used to watch this game. I'd be like, man.
It was Thanksgiving.
Right?
It was
then I would get the itis. You know, I was loving it. The game was on at 11. Then I could eat, you know, leftovers. So once you experience this game and once you experience that hit of Oklahoma and what it means to everybody in the state, it's different, man. And, yeah, you should, you know, the old saying as a coach, you know, you've been a coach. Every game is the most important. No. Listen here.
This is one you circle.
Oklahoma could have been 8-0, and we could have been 0-8. You win Oklahoma, everything is right in the world. And so right here, Nebraska has a tremendous opportunity to play a team that they match up with, that they know that they can and should beat. Now they got to go out there and do it. So it's a great situation to be in. Now, the situation doesn't become great until you take advantage of the opportunity. This is a huge opportunity, man. And really, us as former players, alumni, fans, or whatever you want to call us, talking heads or whatever they want to, you know, you don't really hear that media word, y'all,
right,
talking about that much anymore.
Right.
But at the end of the day, what we want is them to take advantage of the opportunity. You know, it's like, so many opportunities are there. We want you just to grab one and take it. Take a bite of that, like, apple. And that's what you want them to be addicted to. Because then when you ask them to go run the, you know, head of high water, they'll go do it. And they'll understand that everything that you sacrifice or everything you've been through, four coaching changes last year during the last quarter of the season, losing your head coach in the first quarter of this season. Then you understand the angst, the anxiety, all the negative, you know, talk or whatever, the expectations that you've either been fighting living up to or been trying your damnedest to get there is worth it when you start playing good football, football that you can be proud of when you get on the bus and understand you reached the expectation. So, you know, it's right there for him. And defense can be changed in a week, in 4 days. Yeah, that's right. Go Huskers. I see you. Nope. That's Ohio. That don't mean nothing. But the thing is, you can change defense very quickly because you know what? You talk about when Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl. Their defense was the worst defense in NFL history, DP. That's worse than Tampa Bay Buccaneers back when they wasn't winning.
Back in
Detroit.
Back in the day,
and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And in 1 week's time, they changed everything. Because guess what they did? They went into the simple discipline and the intricacies of the defense. They communicated better. They worked on the fundamentals. And guess what? They started playing faster. Then you saw Bob Sanders become the eraser that made everything up. But the tackles and the explosive plays was less. It happened in a week. It can happen right here. And that's what they were trying to work on this week to become better as a football team and create better football players.
That's the hope. That is the mission. That's the task. Jay Foreman, it's time. Nathan, I hope you're prepared. We need that bumper for Jay's pick. So if you can load that up.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously.
Jay Foreman's picks of the week on Old School.
Me, I never feel better or more alive than when they're raking the chips away.
You got to know when to hold up.
Know when to fold up.
I'll take one more.
There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done.
We're not telling to bet.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
We're not telling you to bet.
And I never do it with my heart. That's why I'm not going to be picking a Nebraska game because I will never.
Got it.
Ever.
Got it.
Ever, 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 ever pick Oklahoma. Never.
Simple deal, right? I'm that way. I have my Oklahoma. It's the evil empire down south with the star. I would never pick them.
They look like they ain't changed their underwear in 2 weeks.
But
look at how they
played in it. You played in this rivalry.
They underwear. That's why we ain't like them, man. Because they come out there with the uniform they didn't wash, man.
You played in this rivalry, so you understand it. Yeah. We're gonna go to the NFL first, right? We'll do the college in the final segment. Ready? Let's go through it. The day opens with the Miami Dolphins traveling to Baltimore.
Big beat down. Tua doesn't finish the game. Ravens big. Lamar Jackson twerculates on his Miami Dolphins. He's going to probably end up playing for the Dolphins next year.
Yeah, everything's possible. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to New Orleans.
Oh, you know, my heart tells me this is going to be the team in the year that Tom Brady figures out the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints has had Tom Brady's number. I think early in the season, Jameis is playing excellent. The defense is one of the best defenses in the league. I am going to go with the Buccaneers just because their defense this year with Vita Vey and the big tackle from Hicks from the Chicago Bears has really brought another element to their defense. I think their defense is even better this year, so I'm going to go to Bucks.
Patriots travel to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers.
Normally, I'd pick the Patriots, but the Patriots' offense has been garbage this year, and Mac Jones is hurt. So I think Pittsburgh, even though they're going to be without T.J. Watt, I think they have enough depth at the outside linebacker position to do well, and their offense looks pretty good with Mitchell Trubisky. So I'm going to ride the Pittsburgh pick for another week.
Seattle Seahawks travel to San Francisco to take on the Niners.
Yeah, the Niners are mad because they lost the first game. That defense is still for real. They will not be Geno Smith by Geno Smith. So I think the 49ers will win, and I think Trey Lance actually plays well. If Trey Lance gets to week 4 or 5 and he can't get out of his own way, Jimmy G, it will be back in effect.
I don't disagree with that at all. The Bengals travel to the Star to face the Cowboys.
Now, look, if Dallas was fully loaded with their line and everything, I might think it'd be competitive. But the Bengals, who they is about the who they going to break off in them Cowboys? The Bengals. The Bengals.
The Cardinals travel to Vegas.
Man, you know, the Cardinals with Kyler Murray, you know, if you really watch Kyler Murray's all 22 tape, you understand why they say he had to watch 4 hours worth of film. I wish I played quarterback, man. You ain't even had to be tall no more. He ain't even 6 feet tall. Now he does got a Hollister cannon for an arm, but my man can't read cover 3, let alone dissect cover 4. So I'm gonna go with the Raiders. I think their offense showed glimpses. I think as the season goes on, you're gonna see Renfro and the Adams and Jacobs and Carr get off. The defense of the Raiders is sneaky good, not dominant, but good enough. I think they beat up Kyler Murray, and I think they end up getting their first win of the season.
He's a Sooner, so we're okay if he gets beat up. Yeah. Sunday night, Bears travel to Lambeau.
A.A. Ron, where are you right now? A.A. Ron, where is the MVP?
Look at your nephew, man.
He's from Oklahoma. My man got Hoochie Daddy shorts on like no other, man. I mean, dang.
And white socks.
And white. And
go ahead, man.
And he got tank. I'm going to go ahead and stop. I'm on the radio. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers because Rodgers and the Packers always, for whatever reason, they play horrible the first week.
Yeah.
Then
they
come back and get on a run. Chicago, defense is good. But I think Green Bay's defense is even better than their defense and better than Chicago's offense. So I'm going to go with the Packers, and it's at home.
Monday night late, the Vikings travel to Philly.
Oh, the battle of the running attacks. Dalvin Cook against a plethora of runners, whether it's Hurts or Sanders for the Eagles. I think the Vikings defense is a little bit better, and I think the Vikings offense is a little bit more consistent. But it's at Philly, and they have Kirk Cousins, who notoriously might be the best bank robber in NFL history besides Chase Daniels.
Fair.
But the last year he played good for all 16 games. I'm going to go with the Kirk Cousins, and you know what I'm saying? How do you like that? Right. You like that?
You like that?
That's what you can say. You like that?
The Monday night game, the Tennessee Titans travel to, drum roll, Buffalo.
Oh, are you serious? You asking me who's going to win this?
I have to be professional and allow you to celebrate yourself in the moment.
King Henry got dethroned last week against the Giants. What do you think them Buffalo Bills are going to be doing, man?
We're about to put all heads to bed.
We're going to teach Ryan Tannehill the isms about being a quarterback. Teach the young guys how to play. So now we're going to – Buffalo's in – we're playing for a bigger purpose, man.
It appears so. Monday Night Football, national TV. They'll get their shot on ESPN. Nathan Brennan, we'll throw it to break. When we come back, we'll close out old school setup for high school football, but I also need for you to do the Beatrice giveaway as well. So we'll take care of all that business, close it out down here from Bourbon Street. The food is ridiculous. This is the – look, those chicken breasts, those are fantastic. Nathan, you will take care of it when we come back from the break. Old school 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.